Last week we started Perek HaZorek, discussing the Mishnah and the Gemara there. The Mishnah says, HaZorek yad l'ishto v'hibis al beis v'sof chatzera harezu megureshes. Mishnah is mechadish the idea that one doesn't have to give the get to the woman in her hand. B'nasam b'yada, Pasuk says, B'nasam b'yada, Pashup shad is you have to give it to her in her hand. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, that even putting it to her chatzer, she could be megureshes as well. So the Gemara asks, chatzera, How does it work? How can you be megarish the woman by putting it into a chotzer? We talked at great length. We had two different perushim as to what this kasha really means. That either it means that the baal is going to be kona all the peris. He's kona everything from the chotzer. So he's kona everything from the chotzer. Then how's the woman going to be kona the get? It's like putting it from one hand into the other. Well, we said since the baal gets the peris from the chotzer, so he's shayach to the chotzer. He has a shaychus to the chotzer. It's nikra al shmo. So if it's nikra al shmo, then what kind of a nesina letoch reshusa do we have? Nesina letoch yoda means you're putting it into her reshus. And nesina letoch chotzer should have to be putting it into her reshus. But if the baal has a shaychus to the chotzer, so then it's still ogid gabe. The get is still in his reshus. So we quoted the magia and Avnei Miluim had a dimyan that get biyado u'meshicha. Get biyado u'meshicha biyado. Let's say the get is in her hand, but the string is still attached to the husband. It's missing in krisus. Rav Chista says it doesn't work. It's missing in krisus. So here too, how can it be viewed as nesina l'toch reshusa by putting it into a chotzer? But he has a shaychas to that chotzer. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara answers no. The kosev lava odarusa. Rabbi Elazar says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where kosev lava odarusa, that he's writing to her. I take it back. I just said too much. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'kosev l'dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach. Adka. Okay. Rabbi Elazar just says, he writes, dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach. I cut to the chase. Because, you know, once you learn the final maskana of the Gemara, you know what he means. So Rabbi Elazar just said initially that he writes, dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach. That he's mistalik. He's mistalik from the nechosim, the summer that solves the whole problem. Right? If he's mistalik from the nechosim, so it solves the problem. And how does that solve the problem? So here too, we have to explain based on the two versions of the kasha. So if you're learning the kasha, like the Tosis read, that if the baal is kona the peris, so the woman isn't kona the get just goes right back to the baal. So if he writes, dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach, let's explain like the first pshat in Tosfos. He writes, dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach u'beperoseyem, so then he's not going to get the peres anymore. So once he doesn't get the peres, so then the woman is called a peres, so she'll be called to get, everything is fine. And the other way is to explain is that if he writes, dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach, so now he doesn't have a shaychas to this chotzer. If he's not going to get the peres anymore, so then he doesn't have a shaychas to the chotzer, so it's not nikral shmo. So then there is a full krisis, it's not ogi gabei. So therefore, the get is going to be chal. Okay, this is teretz number one. We'll see. Rava gives a different answer later on in Ayin Zayin Beis, but this is Rabbi Elazar's answer. So now the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Elazar mean? What he's mistalek from the chasim dinu dvar meili ben chasayach v'chikosav lahachim may havi. How does that work? How does it work? I v'atanya home lacharei dinu dvar meili al sadezu ve'en li esek bavi yodim misulek asemena loa maklum. The Braisa says that if someone says to someone or writes to someone, dinu dvarim ein li hasadazu, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. What does that mean, it's meaningless? Rashi says, the kosav lo hashtam ashma, the kosav lo kein la'acha shekinsa. The havamin of the Gemara is Rabbi Elazar is talking about after Nisuin, he writes, dinu dvarim ein li b'nachasayach. After Nisuin, then he writes Dinu Dvarim Ein Li'bina Chasayach. And to that, the Gemara asks, how can that be? Because the Braisa says, Ha'am L'chaber, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Asad Azu, Ve'en Li Esik Bavi, Yodim Misulek Asemena, Lo Amar Klum. Someone says about his field that he owns. He says, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Asad Azu, I have nothing to do with this. Right? I have nothing to do with this. He owns, Rashi says, he owns it B'Shutvis, Shoyis Lo Imo Shutvis Ba. Right? He owns it B'Shutvis, he says, I don't want to have any chelek in this Shutvis anymore. So it doesn't work. Rashi says that once he owns it, he can't just say dinu dvarim ein li'bina chasayach. So, in fact, the Gemara, what is Rabbi Elazar saying? The Baal has a kinyan peres in this sadeh. He has his chus mammon over here. So how can he say that I don't want to have this chus moment? Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains that the assumption of the Gemara is that we're talking about he writes dinu dvar meinli ben achasayich after kinsa, after nisuin. So after nisuin, now he has a right to this sadeh. What kind of a right does he have to the sadeh? Peiros? No, we're not even talking about peiros. We're talking about more than peiros. He has a right to be yoresh the sadeh. If his wife dies, he's yoresh the sadeh. He has a future chus in this karka mamish. Now, we're going to talk later. It could be even the Kenyan Paris is a Kenyan Haguf Le'inyan Paris. He's a Kenyan in the Sada Le'inyan Paris. But there's even more than that. That he has a schus in the Sada to be Yorish, his wife, in the future. So he says, I don't want to have anything to do with this field. I don't have a Kenyan in this field. Right? I don't want to have a Kenyan Paris. I don't want to have a Kenyan in the Gufa Sada. Forget about it. Nothing. So, Frank the Gemara, how does that work? If you already own something, you can't just say Dinu Dvar Meinli Al Sada Zu. There's a way to relinquish bailus on something, right? There are two ways. Right? One is what? One. How do I relinquish? Sorry. Hefker, right? Exactly. That's the more complicated shot, Eitan. Excellent. Right. Right. You're saying hefker. So hefker. The reason why that's more complicated, it's fancier, is because there I can relinquish my ownership without involving someone else. The other way to relinquish ownership is by involving someone else. How? Mechira. Hakna. I can be makna to someone. So I can do akna, I can be mafkir, right? So that's what Rashi says. Matana, lash matana is a hakna. So if I own something, I can't just say I don't want to have anything to do with it, right? I'm mistalik. You can't be mistalik. If you're mafkir, that's one thing. Mafkir is not mistalik. Mafkir means I give it over, right? I take it out of my reshus. There's a whole discussion. Dvar Avraham in one of the first simanim has a clear. What is afkar? Is afkara is hefker? Giving it to everyone or actively pushing it away from my rishus, but I'm not giving it, I'm not makna it to everyone in the world. But siluk, dinu dvarim is neither. Siluk is that I'm a salik myself. Right? The thing is here, and I'm walking away. You can't just walk away from something that belongs to you. It doesn't work. Right? You have to either do hefka, or you have to do matana, you have to akna, in order for it to leave your rishus. So how's the whole thing work? So the Gemara basically says you didn't accomplish anything. Didn't accomplish anything. The whole lashon is meaningless. It's a lashon garua. It's a mamish meaningless. So Amid the Rabbiane b'kosev lava odarusa. This is what I was referring to. Rabbi Lazar is talking about b'kosev lava odarusa. If he writes dinu dvar meinli b'chasayach odarusa, so then it works. How does it work? Says Rashi kosev la dinu dvar b'odarusa kodem shezacha b'nechasim kodem shezacha b'nechasim. So that's going to work because he wasn't zochin b'nechasim yet. So therefore he's able to write dinu dvar. But we're not finished. We have to see a little more. Ukid Rav Kana, the Amar Rav Kana, Nachla Bolo Lo Adam Mimakom Acher Adam Masna Le Shlo Yerushem. Rav Elazar is talking about a case where he writes Dinu Dvar Meinli Ben Chasayach Ba'od Arusa, and how did he see? Where did he see that he can do this and it's going to work? Rav Kana. Rav Kana says Nachla Bolo Lo Adam Mimakom Acher Adam Masna Le Shlo Yerushem. Right? Says Rashi. Pein Tzarich Lichtov Lashem Atara Di Yochla Hastos Kid Rav Kana. Oh. You can have the siluk of the Rav Kahana. Before we realize that we're talking about Bekosev Lava Odarusa, we could understand how is it possible to be mistalik. You can't be mistalik from something that you own already. You have to do a hakno, you have to do a hefker. But now that we realize Bekosev Lava Odarusa, that it's only an arusa, he doesn't get the Paris yet. He doesn't get the Paris yet, so therefore, he can be mistalik. Because Rav Kahana says, Nachla bolo lo adam imakam achar adam asna le shalei rashana. Now, what does that mean? What's the case? Just 1 second, Shlomo. Okay, the Rava, the Amarava, Ha'omer, EF shibitakana sacham konzu, shomen lo. Rava says that a person can declare, EF shibitakana sacham. I don't want to have the benefit of a takana sacham. What's kagonzu? My kagonzu, kadiravuna marav. The Amaravuna marav, yicholi shishtavla baila, in yizonas venyosa. Right? Rav Kana to Rava to Rav Huna Marav. Right? What's this? What's that? What's that? So basically, Nachla Bala La Adam Mimakam Acher Adam Asnala Shalei Rashena. And Rava is saying, what that means is he's declaring Yafshi B'Takana Sachamim. Now, what's an example of Yafshi B'Takana Sachamim? Zakhtar Rav Huna Marav, Yicholi Sheshtam Alabai, Leinin Nizonas Veniosa. Leinin Nizonas Veniosa. Right? The woman's supposed to get mizonos. She gives masi that to the husband, and she gets the mizonos. Let's say she's a million-dollar, right? She's a million-dollar lawyer or whatever, a million-dollar doctor. She doesn't want to give the money to the husband. So she'll say, Eini nizonos veniosa. I don't want the takon of mizonos. I don't want to give the Masi Yadayim to you. So I'm not going to give Masi Yadayim. I'm not going to get Mazonos. So I'm going to be on my own. Eini Nizonos Mirabali Veini Osa LaMalacha Dechi Tokun Rabbonon Mazoni Lahana Osa Tokun Zimna Delosofka B'Masi Yadayim Dechamer Takona Gemara Ksubis in Perek Af Al Pi talks about all the Takonas. Right, mizonosel tachas maaseyodel peros tachas perkona. Right, we want the husband to redeem her if she gets taken into captivity. So Chazal was talking that the husband gets peros. There are different takonas Chazal that the husband gets certain things, that she gets certain things. Right, so mizonos is takona on behalf of the woman because we're afraid she might not make enough money. So then misakin mizonos. Agar took the maaseyodel lebayla mishem eva. First, Chazal Masakin Mizonos to the woman, because we're afraid she's not going to get enough. And then once the Masakin Mizonos, then the Masakin, the Masi Yadayim, go to the husband, Tachas the Mizonos. Because if not, there's going to be Eva, he's going to be upset. Like here, he has to support his wife, he doesn't get anything in return. Gets a relationship. Okay. He doesn't get anything monetary in return. So we give him Masi Yadayim, right? So there has to be a tit for tat. So if the woman says, no, I don't want it. I don't want to give Masi Yadayim. And I don't need the Mizonos. I don't need your Mizonos. She can do that. She can say, "Ef she b'takanas chacham." So that's what Rav Kana was saying. Nachla bolo lo adam imakom acher adam asna lesh le'vashena. That's what the husband is saying. The husband, kosev l'va'od arusa, he doesn't own the karka yet. The Emma says he doesn't own the karka even after Nisuin either. He owns it a little bit l'inyan peres, and he owns it l'inyan that he'll get it. He'll get it if and when she dies before him. But Ba'oda Nesua, he has some kind of a connection. Ba'oda Arusa, they don't have a relationship that could lead to Yerusha. If she were to die, Ba'oda Arusa, that's not going to lead to Yerusha. So it's one step removed. Right? It's one step removed. So that's why he can be Masna at that time. He can say Dinudvarim, Ba'oda Arusa, because he doesn't have a full Kenyan. So it's a Matnazach, because even B'Shas Nesua doesn't have a full Kenyan. He has a full Tchus. Ba'oda Arusi doesn't even have a full schus because if she were to die, he wouldn't get the Yerusha then. So that's the window of opportunity. Rav Kana says that you could be masna. You could be masna on something that you haven't been zocha in. So that's Rabbi Elazar's yisod based on Rav Kana, that the husband can be masna on the karka dinadvar melim nachasayach ba'oda Arusa because he doesn't have it completely. He's not really zocha in the karka as of yet. So that's why he can be masna on it. And say that I'm not going to have any part of it. Okay, this is the basic suit. Okay. Comes Tosis in Dibur Masvel, V'Hotanya, and he adds, V'Hotanya, Ha'omel L'chaver Chulei, Ha'vamotzi L'shnuye, B'shakosu L'bloshon Tov Ha'moel, Ho'shenosim La'abal B'matona, Taminim B'chetzke Sabbatim, D'konsa V'ena Balochel Peres. Tosis says, he didn't have to give this answer. Rebbe Elazar could have said simply, he could have said that, what's your kasha? What does Dinu Dvar Menle Ben Chasayach accomplish? He could say, okay, we're talking B'chai Gavna that he didn't say Dinu Dvar. He said a Loshon Amoil, a Loshon Tov. Or the Baal gave it to her B'matona. Either one, Matona is a real Hakna. If the Baal gave it B'matona, he did a Hakna, that certainly would work. Or else, says Tosfos, he could even do a Siluk. But B'loshon HaMoel, either or, right? Rebbe Elazar didn't have to say B'kosev L'va'od Arusa, right? We didn't have to say that you're using this Loshon Gerua, but since it's B'od Arusa, the Loshon Gerua of Siluk works. Very important, right? The Siluk we're talking about, Dinu Dvar Meinle Ben Chazayah, that's a Siluk B'loshon Gerua. It's not such a good Loshon. It's not a good Siluk. But the siluk b'loshon gerua, despite the fact that it's loshon gerua, if it's ba'od arusa, it'll still work because he hasn't acquired it yet. So comes to us and says, no, but he could have said something simple. He could have said that you could be mistalik b'loshon tov as well, and you don't even have to be mistalik. You could be makna. He could give it matana. Either way, he'll be able to get the property out of his rishus, and then he'll be able to divorce the wife by putting the get into that chatzin. So Tosfos have a matzi l'shnuye. There are two other ways that he could have answered. Either straight hakna, or even psiluk, dinudvarim, but I shouldn't say that. Not dinudvarim. Psiluk, but psiluk b'loshon tov. Psiluk b'loshon tov. So why doesn't he say that? It says Tosfos, mishum de'perek ha'kosev, itztich l'shnuye hochi, mishani nami hoch. in Parak HaKosev, they had to answer, they had to explain that we're talking Dinu Dvarim Ba'odarusa. So because in Parak HaKosev, we say that, so here too, here's the parallel sugus, so we say it over here too. What does that mean? Why did he have to do it in Parak HaKosev? The answer is because the Mishnah in Parak HaKosev is not talking about our Mishnah. It's a different Mishnah. The Mishnah in Parak HaKosev, HaKosev is Mamsha Alam Dishaparak and Ksubis. When they learn Ksubis and Yeshivas, so they learn the first three Prakim, Mamsha Alam Dish. But if you want to pick a Parak outside of the first three, HaKosev is one of the Prakim that they like to learn in the Yeshivas. Second Seder or something. This is Mamish. Real heavy Lomdis. So the first Sugi in Parak HaKosev is Siluk. It's the first sugya. It's a sugya in Parak HaZayrik. It wasn't our first sugya. We had a lot of sugyas to do before we got to Siluk. But, yeah. So the Mishnah there in Parak HaKosev, Pei Gimel, says, HaKosev le'ishto dinu dvar me'en li b'na chasayach ha'reza ochel peres b'chaya v'meisa yorsha. So give this case. Someone who writes dinu dvar me'en li b'na chasayach sees ochel peres b'chaya because he didn't say you b'peresayim. And in meisa yorsha, the first case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, so what did he accomplish by saying dinu dvarim kein lamakosla dinu dvarim lamachaseh shemachav anasna kayim? Ein li b'nachaseh means you can sell the property. If you sell the property, then I'm not going to get a birusha. You have the ability to sell the property. So he did accomplish something with this dinu dvarim. So the Gemara says, but how does it work? Hatanya home lechaver dinu dvarim ein li b'nachaseh, it doesn't work. So zok the Gemara bekosiv leva oda rusa. Rabbi Yannai says bekosiv leva oda rusa. So there. The Mishnah is talking about dinu dvarim ein li b'nachaseh. The Mishnah is talking about siluk b'loshon garua. So we have to explain the Mishnah. Where is the siluk b'loshon garua going to work? If they're already married, the siluk b'loshon garua should not work. So the Gemara has to say, b'kosev l'va'oda arusa. But here in our Gemara, the Mishnah is not talking about dinu dvarim. You got involved in a problem. Rabbi Loza says, our Mishnah is talking about a case of dinu dvarim. Right? So the Gemara says, but how does that work? So you don't have to answer dinu dvarim to explain the Mishnah. You could have just said the Mishnah is talking about a case where he said he had a good lashon. So you really didn't have to answer because of Lava Odarusa. We only do that because since in Ksubas you have to answer that because the Mishnah is talking about Dinu Dvarim. So here too, we explain that the Mishnah Taka is talking about Dinu Dvarim and the Dinu Dvarim is because of Lava Odarusa. Okay, that's Tosfos. That's Pshat Tovna, Mamish Pshat in Tosfos. What emerges from Tosfos is that Tosfos entertains the possibility that even if Bekosev Lava'oda Nesua, there is a way out. Haknah is certainly a way out if he gives it Matana. But aside from Haknah, a Silat B'loshon Tov would also work. A Silat B'loshon Tov, even Ba'oda Nesua, would take a work according to Tosfos. What is a Silat B'loshon Tov? What does he mean by that? Silat to us means Dinu Dvar. Dinu Dvar mainly, he's mistalek, he's relinquishing, he's pulling back. What's a Silat B'loshon Tov? So Lechori, he's referring to what he says in a Tosfos later on, in Dinu Dvar. And Dinu Maskel did. Dinu Dvarim Eli Asada Zulu Amaklum. Kalhani Lishni Lamani Klumishim Demi Dinu Dvarim. Ume Esek Yoda Viraglov Silek Nafshi. Vlomi Gufa the Soda. Kedamina Beperek Beis the Krisis. Tosa says that why does Dinu Dvarim Eli Benachasach not work? Because what are you doing? You're not mistalek from the Soda. You're mistalek from Dinu Dvarim. You don't have any tainus. You don't have any privileges. You relinquish your privileges to this field. Okay, Shkoyach. Like, what does that mean? You relinquish your dinu dvarim, your ability to speak out about this field. Okay, very nice. But you didn't talk about the field. You weren't mistalek from the guf asodeh. Right? What does your regal have to do with it? Right? Dinu dvarim and the asodeh do. Ainli esek ba yodi misulek asim. My hands have nothing to do with the field. Okay, shkayach, your hand has nothing. What does your hand have to do? You weren't mistalek from the guf asodeh. The Gemara in Krisa says that if you're mistalek from the guf asodeh, that would work. That would taka work. So this idea is echoed by the Ran in Ksubas. There's a lot of overlap between the Rishonim there on Pei Gimel and Ksubas and our Rishonim. And the Ran is actually a very good Lashon. The Ran always... the Ran is a very good Rishon in general to use. You know, we always say that the first Rishon a person should try to learn, should get a handle on, besides Tosus, is probably the Ritva. The Ritva is like an easier Lashon, much easier than the Ramban, but even easier than the Rashi Bot too. If I were picking a Rishon, you know, for someone who's starting to really work on Rishonim, I would say do the Ritva Kaseidah, because the Ritva is a little bit of an easier read. The Ran, I think, is even easier than the Ritva. He's from the same base medrash as the Ritva, but the Ran on the Rif, Merdek. Chidush Aran, wherever the Chidush Aran exists, I would use it. Because it's a very easy read. He writes very well. What can I tell you? You know, all the Rishonim are great. The Ramban is Maradik, but the Ramban's Lashon is much more Omum. It's much more Bekitz. The Ramban throws a tremendous amount in there. Some of the other Rishonim, they flesh it out a lot more. It's just a little easier. So it happens to be there is a Chidush Aran over here in Gittin that talks about Asugya, but the Ran and Subas is an even easier read. So for a number of the points that we're going to mention here in the Shir, I jump to the Ran and Subas, even though if you look at the Ritva, you look at the Chidush Aran, you'll get a lot of it here too, but it's a little bit more complicated. So what does the Ran and Subas say? The first Ran, the Rasl Gemara, is on Daf Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, and Daf Yeriv, page 4 in the packet. Reish Lakish says, Hanosim matana chaver. Someone gives a matana, and the other one says, E.F. Shiba, I don't want the matana. So, kolakodim zacha? How's that work? Kolomar, lefish hanosin is stalek, the makabel lo zacha, lahavi lo hefke. The nosin is mistalek. The makabel wasn't zacha, so it's like hefke. Uparchen alo, and the Gemara Krisus is, mehach brais the tani lo amaklum. Why does dinudvarm not work? Why isn't it a hefker? Uparkina, the Gemara answers, "Lo solak nafshe elam dinudvarm alv migufa desada lo solak nafshe." He wasn't misalak nafshe from gufa desada. That's why it doesn't work. Kolomar, the high lishna griyahu. Tlamashma silam migufa shalkaka. B'shemachil avi lashem atanav lo lashem hefker. So the Ran from the Gemara Krisus, it's mashma that if he'd say a lashem. Right? I'm mistalik from Gufa de Sada. Not dinudvarm enli al Sada zu. But ani mistalik es atzmi mi Gufa de Sada. Right? Hareini mistalik mi Gufa de Sada. So that would work. The taka would work. Dinudvarm enli al Sada zu just means that, okay, he doesn't have legal taina, right? Legal connection to the karka. But he still owns it. So like, what did he do? So it's clear from the Gemara Krisus that if you're mistalik b'loshna moil, if you're mistalik from the goof of the sada, then the taka would work. So it says Tosus, who I didn't have a matzah l'shnei hacha. The Gemara could have answered, not that because of the odarus, and that's why the silik b'loshna garua works. No, if he had a silik b'loshna tov, if he's mistalik from goof of the sada, that also would work. Or if he's makne, if he has a maton, he's makne to the other guy, that also would work. It's just since the Mishnah in Ksubis is talking about Dinudvarim, and the Gemara there is explaining Dinudvarim, and it says the Kosel of Odarusa, so that's why over here, we explain Rabbi Elazar in the same fashion. Okay, this is according to Tosfos. So it's clear according to Tosfos that a Siluk Beloshon Tov would work even from Gufa de Sade. Meaning, even if they're already married, she's in a Sua, he can still be Mistalik from the field, as long as he's Mistalik Beloshon Tov from the Gufa de Sade. Who disagrees with Tosfos? Anyone? Who disagrees with Tosfos? Which Rishon did you see disagree with Tosfos? Anyone? Sorry? Rabbeinu Yonah. Before Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah makes another comment. But before Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi? No one less than Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Which Rashi am I referring to? Rashi says, Lo Amar Klum, the first wide line. Right? Homer Dinudvarm Enli Asarazu, and the Ezekbo Yadis Lekasemena, Lo Amar Klum, the Me'acha Shehi Shelo, Tzorech Lichtov Loshen Matanu. Says Rashi, once it's Shelo, again, the Havamina is we're talking Bekosila Kishakinsa, right? There's Nisuin. So once there's Nisuin, so it's Shelo, so then it's not going to work anymore. What do you have to do, says Rashi? You got to write Loshen Matanu. Rashi didn't say siluk miguf asada would work. It sounds like lashon matan is the only thing that works. And Emma says Rashi's sheet is very mistaber, because once he's zoch in the nechasim, how can he just be mistalik from them? He can walk away. He can walk away. I mean, if I leave my gemara in the base medrash and I walk away. I walk away for the summer, right? So that's not a good example because there's a policy in the base medrash that you're mafkir. So there's an We say the umdana is that you're mafkir. And the emma says, even if you're not mafkir, we're mafkir for you. Right, Mr. President? Right? Right? We're mafkir for you. So it's a little different. But let's say we're not in the Wadi base medrash. Right? I leave my baseball glove. My baseball glove. You know, in the street. I leave it in the street. I'm not mafkir it. So can you come and pick it up? No, you can't pick it up. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. Now, if I'm mafkir it, it's one thing. Okay, we can talk. If I leave it in Rishus HaRabim and it's understood, it's a hefker midas. The Gemara Babas has a case of hefker midas. You leave something, you know, I leave a diamond ring, you know, in Grand Central Station, it's not going to be there 10 seconds after I leave. So, okay, that could be hefker midas. Okay, but I think you get my point. Right? If you're not mafkir, just because you're mistalik, you're still a bailam over the properties. It says Rashi, you need a matana. What's Tosus talking about? Tosus says that if he's mistalik from Guf HaSadat Shitaka work, so the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas and Pei Gimel, says that Tosus must understand that a siluk from Guf HaSadat is another way of saying hefker. Even if he doesn't use the word hefker, hareni mafker. Right? Siluk from Guf HaSadat is like a hefker. That's what siluk is. Siluk means the person is mistalik. So hefker means I'm mistalik from the Sada. I'm mistalik from the Sada. It's like a hefker. Bemis, that's what the Ran already said. The Ran, we just read the Ran. What does the Ran in Ksuba say? This is Lashon. He says, why doesn't Din HaDvarim work? Amaylo havi hefker. Amaylo havi hefker. The Gemara increases as a kasha. Din HaDvarim doesn't work. It's not a hefker because he wasn't misalik nafshe from Guf HaSadah. It's a loshon garua. The lo mashma sila migufa shel karka. Umishumachi lo havi loshon matana v'lo loshon hefker. The Ran says it twice. Because he wasn't misalik from Guf HaSadah, therefore it's not loshon matana, it's not loshon hefker. Sounds like a sila from Guf HaSadah is like a loshon what? It's not a loshon matana, it's like a loshon hefker. That's lechor, what Tosus assumes. And Rashi says, no, siluk from Guf HaSadah, maybe it's not a hefker, maybe it's less than that. So siluk is not going to work. Could be this is a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether there is a lashon hamoel in siluk, is there any lashon of siluk that would work even after the Baal has a deep connection, strong connection to the chatzar of his wife. Yonah.
I have a question from Zeus.
Yeah.
Aryeh Teller,
go ahead.
What about Yeush? Is Yeush also a way of losing? I mean, if the Baal had his object and he doesn't feel like he could get it back, so Yeush would also be another way for someone to acquire it?
Right, so Yeush means a person gives up hope because he doesn't know where something is. Meaning if I know where my baseball glove is, I was not misyayish in the baseball glove, I could go and get it back. Right, Yeush is a different... It's a different phenomenon. Yeush is not hefker. Both the Ktsos and the Nesivis have a big discussion about this, that Yeush is not hefker. Hefker is pushing it out of your Yerushuf. Yeush is not pushing it out of your Yerushuf. Yeush is that it's already ovud from you. It's ovud. The way they say it over, I think the Chazanish has a loshen. This is part of the Rubush here. Chazanish has a loshen that Yeush is mashlim the shame ovud. Sounds like a brisk loshen. It's mashlim the shame of it. The chevetz is already ovid from the bialim, but even though it's ovid from the bialim, they still own it. But once they're misyayish, it's mashlim the shame ovid, and now someone's able to pick it up. Until we're mashlim the shame ovid, if I pick it up, right, that's called be'isura asliyadeh, bavakama samachvav, be'isura asliyadeh, I can't be kona, I have a chiv ashav. But once we're mashlim the shame ovid, I don't have a chiv ashav, if I don't have a chiv ashav, now when I pick it up, I can take it. But Yeush is not a hefker. Yeush is less than hefker. Yeush is that it's ovid from me, and now I just give up hope from receiving, from getting it back. Right? I give up hope from getting it back. If I wasn't mafkirit, it's ovid from me. I give up hope of getting it back. I still own it. If I were to pick up that object, would I have to do a kinyan if I take it back? I wouldn't have to do a kinyan. But someone has a right to pick it up, and he doesn't have a chiv ashava. He's able to be zocha. But until a person is zocha, he's not going to get it. Is it hefker? It's not hefker. I still own it. But we were mashlim l'shem avod to the extent that now there's no chiyav hashava. So it's different. Each concept is a little bit different than the other. Okay, okay, very good. Okay. So what's emerged from the Gemara is that after Nisuin, we assume that the Baal can't be mistalik from the nechse melug. Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, what kind of siluk? Right? Rashi says you can't be mistalik at all, and Tosas says you can't be mistalik b'loshon garua, but b'loshon amoel you would be able to. But the Gemara is telling us that kosiv lava oda arusa, so then even a lashon gerah will work. Everyone says that dinu dvar meilim bechasayach will work if kosiv lava oda va'oda arusa. And that's exactly what Rav Kana is answering. Right? Rav Kana, the Gemara answers, ukidu Rav Kana, that means that even though a lashon gerah doesn't work after nisuin, but va'oda arusa, the lashon gerah taka will work. Yes, Shlomo Leib.
Yeah, just a clarification question. In the Arison stage, does the Baal have any schos on these nechasim, or he has nothing?
So that's the next point that we're going to get to. Okay? So a number of Rishonim point out, right, at each stage of the Gemara, we have to understand every stage, what's the connection that the Baal has? And based on the connection, we have to figure out what can he do to be mustalik from the karka. So a number of Rishonim, the Ritva and the Chidush Aran by us, the Ran and Ksubas as well, they all point out that when the Gemara says "Bekosiv lava oda arusa," it's bedafka nokat. It's not just that it's before nisuin, but it's ba'oda arusa. It's in that state where there is a relationship. It's not kodem erisin. It's achar erisin. Dafka achar erisin. It can't be achar nisuin, but it can't be kodem erisin either. They say it's got to be dafka besoch erisin. Kosiv lava oda arusa. That's the next nakuda that the Rishonim have. Let's go back to that run. That Ran and Ksubas. Ran says, at the end of the Ramaschal Bekosev, he says, Lo Meshkachas lo ala Bekosev lavaod arusa. V'davka Bekosev lavaod arusa, the Shayach Baktas, the Shayach Baktas, Shlomo Leib. The Shayach Baktas, he has a little bit, right? Chotch a little bit of a connection, a little bit of a Shaychas to this Sod. Avokodem lochen, kevin she'en lo Shaychas benachosim klal, siluk olav klonu. Dr. Ran, but before Erisin, since he has no shaychus whatsoever to the Sada, his siluk is not going to work bichlal. The siluk is not going to work bichlal. So the Gemara is bedafka nokat. The Tosa says it's la bedafka nokat at bekosil of v'oda arusa v'dinu dvarim, right? You could have said siluk b'loshem tov, but bedafka nokat v'oda arusa. Once there's nisuin, can't. Before Erisin can't either, it's Dafka ba'oda arusa, so then the Silik B'loshon Garua is going to work. What does that mean? Why should that be true? So the Chelkas Mechokek, in Uchas Ksubis, in Evan O'Ezer, Simen Tzadi Beis. The Chelkas Mechokek, Evan O'Ezer, Simen Tzadi Beis, Sivkotin Dalid, he writes, why Kodem Erisin does it not work? He says, Mashma afilu bikini lomahani me'achar dahavi Dalid Shin Beis Lamed. What's Dalet Shin Beis Lamed? Dover Shlobaliyola. Right? The Chalkas Machogik says, you know why Kodem Erisin it doesn't work? Because it's a Dover Shlobaliyola. Right? So Yehuda Menashe pointed out that it's not a Dover Shlobaliyola. I mean, the Karka exists. They really mean it's Dover Shein Abashu Soklau. It's a Dover Shein Abashu Soklau. The Karka could be Ba'olam from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help this guy. For him, it's like it's Lobaliyola. Because in his... in his window, it doesn't exist. In his home, it doesn't exist. It's not his. It's a. They really mean a davar she'en b'shus so klal. We find sometimes the Rishon and the Echon, they use davar shlo b'olam as like a catchword. It doesn't only refer to lo b'olam. It refers to davar she'en b'shus so klal. So zok b'chalkas mechokek, before Erisin, it's a b'shus so klal. After Nisuin, it's so b'shus so that if he doesn't do matan, it's not going to work. Or a silu b'lashon amoah, right? It's only b'shas Erisin. B'shas Erisin, so then... he's like, he's in limbo. Right? It's b'shuzo k'tas, but it's not b'shuzo lagam. So because it's b'shuzo k'tas, he can be mistalik, but because it's not b'shuzo lagam, silik b'loshon garua will work. And that's Agamar. Agamar is saying silik b'loshon garua, dinu dvarim will work, when? Only in this middle state, the limbo state, where he has a shaychus k'tas, but he doesn't have a shaychus gemura, so therefore silik b'loshon garua is going to work. So this is elaborated on a little bit by the Beis Shmuel, right next to that Chalkas Mechokek. Beis Shmuel says there are three stages here. He says, "In his tabo darusa hadin siluk nischalik legimel ofanim echad kodem erisin ein lo shum zchus benachasim lo mahani afilu siluk bekinyan." The Beis Shmuel says before erisin, siluk does not work. Right before erisin. He says siluk b'kinyan, right? Even if you do a kinyan, it's not going to work. Siluk kinyan, nothing, because it's not shayach. It's like davar shlo b'olam. It's eino b'shus haklal. So he can't do anything. I don't have a right to express an opinion about your nechassim. I can't do anything like that. So Kodem Erisin is gunished, nothing. Then he says, Achar hanisuin diyado kiyada tzarech silik bekinyin. Vaz lo mahani silik al nechassim shiyiplu achar kach. Okay, leave that out for a moment. Achar hanisuin, he needs to be mistaak bekinyin. Okay, so Kodem nisuin, even kinyin doesn't work. After nisuin, dafka kinyin will work. Then he has a third. And then he says, "Ubishas erisin diyesh lo zchus b'nechosim mahani siluk shalo afilu al nechosim shenaflu achakach." Okay, bishas erisin. So then siluk is going to work. Siluk even b'loshan garua is going to work. So kodem erisin, even kinyan won't work. Achar nisuin. Kinyan will work, but not siluk. And b'shas erisin, siluk will work b'loshan garua. Okay? Kodem erisin, nothing. B'shas erisin, siluk b'loshan garua. Achar nisuin, only kinyan. So comes the Rabbeinu Yonah and adds an akuda. Rabbeinu Yonah says that b'shas erisin, he thinks that dafka siluk b'loshan garua is going to work. Dafka siluk is going to work and not kinyan. Right? Before Erisin, nothing works. After Nisuin, only Kinyan works. B'shas Erisin, Siluk B'loshan Garua will work. Comes the Rabbeinu Yon and says, Davka Siluk B'loshan Garua. If you do Kinyan, it's not going to work. Now you would say, why? If Kinyan works B'shas Nisuin, why shouldn't it work B'shas Erisin? Kinyan's even better. So like, well, why? What's the problem? I see why Kinyan doesn't work before Erisin, but once he's on the map, once he has a shaykhah, so why shouldn't Kinyan work? Okay, you want to tell me a chiddush that Siluk B'loshan Garua also works when he doesn't have a full shaykhah, but why shouldn't Kinyan work too? Rabbeinu Yonah is a pella. Right? This is the chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah adds that I asked you to see. Page 5. Loshan din advar mainly, Loshan siluku. Yeah? V'lishna dehakna afilu b'kinyan lo mahani lo ba'od arusa. Why not? Zogt Rabbeinu Yonah, l'fi she'ina demakna davash lo b'liyolam. Rabbeinu Yonah says that ba'oda arusa, it's a davar shel bal yolam. Until nisuin, he can't be makna nechasim b'loshan akna, because it's a davar shel bal yolam. What in the world does he mean? I thought we just said that it's a davar shel bal yolam before erisin. Once there's erisin, then it's he has a shaychas k'tzas. So the answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying exactly that. That B'shas Erisin, he still doesn't have a Shaychas Gemura. It's a little bit Davash Eino B'shuso. It's Eino B'shuso K'tas. Before Erisin, it's Eino B'shuso Klal. B'shas Erisin, it's Eino B'shuso K'tas. So Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's Eino B'shuso K'tas, Haknoah is not going to work. Haknoah only works on something that I own completely. I have to own it completely. If I don't own it completely, it's not going to work. So that's why B'shas Erisin, that he doesn't own it completely, so he can only do Siluk. You can't do Akna. And before Erisin, where he doesn't own it at all, he has no Shaychas at all, so then nothing's going to work. Not Kinyan and not Siluk at all. Three stages Rabbeinu Yonah has, right? Before Erisin, nothing works, not Siluk, not Kinyan. After Nisuin, only Kinyan, not Siluk. B'shas Erisin, Siluk and not Kinyan. So what's the Bir Advar? What's the Bir Advar? So I thought the following. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah means the following, that what's the chisaron of Eina da Makna Davar Sheina B'Shusa? Why can't you be Makna Davar Sheina B'Shusa? Why can't you be Makna Davar Shlo B'Liola? Right? They put them together. What's the reason? So one way to look at it is that you don't have a bailus on that item. You don't have a bailus on Davar Sheina B'Shusa. You don't have a bailus on Davar Shlo B'Liola. So therefore you can't be makne. Now, if that's the chisara, then there really is no difference between hakna and siluk. Siluk also means I'm expressing something about this object. If I don't own the object, if I'm not a bailim over this object, if I'm not a bailim enough to be makne, I shouldn't be a bailim enough to be mistalik from it either. So if it's a chisara and bailus, lechora, there really is no difference. There's no reason to distinguish between hakna and siluk. Okay, they're different. They're different mechanisms. But if the problem is bailus, the pshat is something I say cannot relate to something I don't have bailus on. So if the problem is a chisaron and bailus, then lechor, it's hard to distinguish between hakna and siluk. But if the chisaron is that there's no maisa kinyan that can relate to something that's eino b'shusi, if the item is eino b'shusi, how can I do a maisa kinyan on it? Right? If I do a maisa kinyan, what kesef shtar chazaka? If I do a maisa kinyan on your karka, it's meaningless, right? If I do a maisa kinyan on your karka, it doesn't make any sense. I do a maisa kinyan on your metalplin, it doesn't make any sense. It's your object, so I can't do a maisa kinyan that's going to relate to your object. Right? It's only if it's not your object, so then I can be koned. If you give me rishus to acquire it, so then I'll be able to be koned. But there's no maisa kinyan that I can do that can relate to your object because I have no connection to that object. If that's the problem is in maisa kinyan, not in bialus, so then maybe there's room to distinguish. Maybe there's room to distinguish to say that siluk is different than aknam. Hakoa is an act that I'm doing on the object. Right? I'm doing this, I'm doing something on the object. I'm pushing the object away from me. I'm pushing the object away from me. I'm giving it to you. Right? You have karka, but now I have a kinyan on it. So now I'm pushing it away from me. So if I don't have a full bialus on this thing, right? If I don't have bialus on this thing, right? If the chisaron is that the maisa kinyan that I'm doing, the maisa that I'm doing can't relate to this item because I don't have a full bialus on it, so then that's something that could be limited to haknah. But siluk is I'm misalik myself from this item. I'm not acting on the item. I'm not doing a maisa to the item. I'm misalik myself from this item. So it could be that if the problem of being makna the davashena b'shuso is that there's no maisa kinyan that can relate to this davashena b'shuso. So it could be that siluk might work. Siluk might work because I'm not really acting on the davashena b'shuso. I'm more acting on myself. I'm being mistalik. What the Rabbeinu Yonah might be saying is that if it's kodem erisin, I have no connection to this item at all. It's eino b'shuso klal. So kodem erisin, I don't have a bialus on this thing whatsoever. If I have no bialus on it, so then I can't do anything. I can't do akna. I can't do siluk. Forget about it because I don't have bialus at all. But b'shas erisin, once I have a bialus k'tzas, I have k'tzas shaychus. So the chisaron in my being marked the davashen b'shus is no longer a chisaron of bialus. I have a little bit of bialus over here. I have a little bit of bialus. So what's the problem? The problem is that I can't do a maisa on the object or on the karka to be makna it to someone else. I can't do a maisa that relates to the karka or to the metalim because my maisa is meaningless if I don't own it completely. So if that's the problem, then it could be that siluk is exactly what we're looking for. Siluk is not really an act on the object. It's more something about me. I'm being mistalik from the object, so maybe my siluk will work as long as I have a little bit of a bialus. If I don't have a bialus, we can't even talk. We can't even come to go to first base. But if I have a little bit of a bialus, so then maybe I can be mistalik from the item, even though I can't be marked in the item. Yonah.
Yeah, you're going to frank go on to know if the shas arusa, boda arusa, would a siluk blushin at tov work as well, or only a siluk blushin with everyone?
That's a good question, because a siluk b'loshna tov still is moving me away from the object. I think that a siluk b'loshna tov would work ba'odah rusa, because it's not a haknoa. As long as it's not a haknoa, Yehuda, then I think it should work. That's a very good ha'or, right? Rabbeinu Yonah's Yeso, the way he's setting it up and the way we're explaining it, any kind of siluk b'shas erisin would work, because there's no chisaron in that siluk. I'm operating on me, not on the object. As long as I have a little bit of a bialus, then it makes sense. What I'm saying has some validity, but I have to be operating on myself, not on the object, in order for it to work. Yes?
So, for Rabbeinu Yonah, so Kodem Erisin, would this answer work even for the side of Grammar's Rebbeinu? I think holds that you can be Makna Davar Shlo Baliolam.
No, so if you could be Makna Davar Shlo Baliolam, so then it could be. Again, Rabbi Meir, would he say that you could be mistalik from a davash labali olam? Can you be mistalik from a davash labali olam? Fakir, Rabbi Meir would say, I have bailus on a davash labali olam. So if I have bailus on a davash labali olam, so then mistama, kodem nisuin would be the same as acha nisuin, right? Even if it's labali olam, even if it's eno bershusi, if I can be makna something that's labali olam, then lechora, I should be able to be mistalik from it too. I think so. Right, we're assuming that ain't adam makna davish shabal yalam, ain't adam makna davish shana b'shuso. So if you can't do it, so then siluk might be different. But lechora, according to Rabbi Meir, everything should work over here, even before nisuin. Right, or I should better say, even before nisuin, nachamol. Even before nisuin, what davish lo b'liolam? Rabbi Meir must hold if it can be makna davish lo b'liolam, then we treat it as though you do have bailus over there. Because if not, how can it be makna? Right? Obviously, Rabbi Meir only holds that we're talking about a dekel paris, where you own the guf. It's just the paris are coming out of it. So before erison, I think even Rabbi Meir would say that you can't
it's
be makna,
like,
because
not
it's not a dekel paris. You don't own the. You have no connection to the karka. Right. I take it back. Rabbi Meir would agree that before Erison, you have no connection at all to the karka. So then you can't be makna, you can't be mistalik from such a karka. You have to have some kind of a connection. Everyone would agree to that. Yeah. Okay. So now we're ready to talk about the maskon of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Right, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar saying, "Bekosilav oda rusa," and we talked about the different stages, what exactly can you do, kinyan, siluk, Silik b'loshen amoel, silik b'loshen garua, etc. So this is Okta Gemara, the kosel of Aoda Arusa, ukid Rav Kana. What is Rav Kana doing here? What's the raya that he's bringing from Rav Kana? Still now we've only explained the kosel of Aoda Arusa. So wasn't that enough? What is Rav Kana telling me? What is Rav Kana teaching me? So this is a Tosfos, right? Tosfos Kidder Rav Kana. Tosfos discusses this at great length. Let's try to sink our teeth into this Tosfos a little bit and understand the sugya a little bit better. So what does Tosfos say? Aholo maisi raya. Kevan de adayin lo zocha ben achosim sheyochel esalik atzma afilu beloshen garua. So Tosfos immediately says, we're not bringing a raya from Rav Kana that a loshen garua, silik beloshen garua, will work. It happens to be true, but that's not the raya. We're saying that the pshat is, ba'odah rusa, silik beloshen garua is going to work, that's why dinu dvarim works. But that's not the raya that we're bringing from Rav Kana. Why? Because the cases that we bring, Rava, Ravuna Marav, right? These cases, there's no dinudvarim. That's not silik b'loshen garua. So if the raya from Rav Kana is that silik b'loshen garua works, ba'oda arusa, there's no raya because no lashonos in the Gemara are lashon garua. So that's clearly not what we're bringing a raya to. What's more, not only are they not lishonos of dinadvarim, but the lashon efshi is stronger. It's a lashon tov. So then it can't be. It's not a raya that lashon garua works. This is a lashon tov. So of course it would work. That's you can't bring a raya that lashon garua works by telling me that lashon tov works. So that couldn't be the raya of the Gemara. Ella, what's the raya? Ella, ma'isi d'lotikshi hechi yochel lahasno shloi roshena hol shloboli olam adayim. Kamosha eno yochel lahasno sal nachlas avoso. Says Tosus, the raya from Rav Kana is not about that Lashon Garua works, but can one be masne, can one stipulate to be mesalek himself from a nachla, right, from a nachla that he's going to get into the future, in the future. Right? The question is, you want to tell me, dinu dvar menli ben achasach, is that the husband is stipulating be'oda arusa, before he's actually zocha in the Yerusha, that he wants to be mistalik from that Yerusha? How do you know that someone can be mistalik from a Yerusha? The raya is not that siluk b'loshon garua works. The raya is, how do you know that you can be mistalik from a Yerusha that you're going to get in the future? Just like a person can't be mistalik from the Yerusha of his father, right? A person who has a parent, the parent is alive, right? So he says, I want to be mistalik from the Yerusha of my father. Right? He doesn't have the Yerusha right now, but if his father passes away, then he'll get the Yerusha. He can't do that, right? You can't be mistalik from the Nachla. After the father dies, if a person wants to give the nachla to someone else, it's one thing, but he can't be mistalik from the Yerusha. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So the question is, you want to tell me that dinu dvarim, a siluk b'loshon garua can work b'oda arusa, It's very nice that you think a silik b'loshon garo should work, but who says you can be mistalik from a zchus that you're going to get into in the future at all? Who says that you can be mistalik from a zchus that you're going to get into the future at all? Just like you can't be mistalik from nachlas avosav, one shouldn't be able to be mistalik from this nachla. This is like a nachla. This is Yerusha Saval. This is nachlas ishto. Right? The sod is nachlas ishto. How can you be mistalik from nachlas ishto? Just like you can't be mistalik from nachlas avosav, you should be able to be mistalik from nachlas ishto. That's basically Tosis's point. You could end the Tosis right here. The raya from Rav Kana is not that Tzilik works b'loshon garua. The raya is that you can be mistalik. One can be mistalik from Yerushas Ishto, despite the fact that he can't be mistalik from Yerushas Avosav. That's the raya. Now, before we finish off that raya, Tosis adds a few points. He says, "Afilu l'Reb Meir de Amar ba'al Menashe ein lo chalai sherksus va'ona." To know botel, b'shem demasta mashakos b'torah, habid rabbanon, to know kayim. Shaini hasam shu osa tanai gomer. Aval hocha ein osa kol kach tanai. Well, what's he saying? We know Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have a machlokas whether masta mashakos b'torah, b'dover shebamamon, to know kayim. We know generally masta mashakos b'torah, to know botel. You can't make a tanai against the rules of the Torah. Right? But b'dava sheva mamon to know kain. B'dava sheva mamon to know kain. Anything monetary, I shouldn't say that. B'dava sheva mamon, Rabbi Meir says, still doesn't work, and Rabbi Huda says to know kain. So says Tosfos, Rabbi Meir says that one can be masna. Let's say he says, amanah she'en lo chalai she'er ksus va'ona to know bottle. Right? She'er ksus, these are dvarim sheva mamon, to know bottle. Rabbi Meir says, Masna Mashakasa Batara to know Batal even by Davashe B'Mamon. But that's only Masna Mashakasa Batara. But B'Davashe B'Mamon B'Durabonon, even Rabbi Meir says, you can be Masna. It's not Masna Mashakasa Batara. Right? So you would say, what do I need Rav Kana for to tell me that you can be Mistalik, you can be Masna, you can be Masna on a Nachla that you're going to get in the future? I have Tanoim. Rav Kana is not a Tana, he's an Amora. I have Tanoim. Rabbi Meir says that you can be Masna on something that you're going to get into in the future. Right? The woman, right? Dovah Sheva Mamon. Hareh Mekudeshes Le'amana She'en Lechalei She'er Ksus Va'ona. The woman agrees. The woman agrees to the Tanai. She can be Masna. The Tanai would be Chal. It's just it's not going to be Chal because in that case it's a Dovah Sheva Torah. So, ain't other masna al mashakasa b'torah. Rabbi Meir says even b'davar shemamun. But habid rabbanan by drabbanan, you can do that, right? You can do that. So, if Yerushas habal is a drabbanan, you'll see Tos is going to hold Yerushas habal, Yerushas ishto is a drabbanan. So then, what do I need Rav Kana to tell me that I can be master to be mistalik from Yerushalayim and get in the future? Rabbi Meir says it already. The Tanaim say it. So says Tos is no. Be careful. Rabbi Meir is only talking about if he says it al derech tanai. Siluk is not a tanai. Rav Kana is teaching me that a siluk can work on a nachla that I'm going to do. Siluk is not the same as tanai. Tanai would work, Lefi Rabbi Meir. I don't need Rav Kana for that. But Dinu Dvarim is not a tanai. It comes out that if he were taka to be masna, right? If he were to say, Hareini masna, right? I am masna that I don't want. I don't want to get the Yerusha from the karka, right? Let's say b'shas that he comes into nisuin, right? When he's koneser, he says al menas that I'm not going to get the Yerusha. Would that work? Of course it would work. That tanai would work. Tanai would work. It's a davar derabanan. Yerusha sabal is a din derabanan. It's machlokas and ksubas with Yerusha sabal is deraisa derabanan. Tos is assuming that it's derabanan. So if it's a davar shabid derabanan, Rabbi Meir would say that kind of a tanai would work. I wouldn't need Rav Kana for that. But this is a case where he said dinu dvarim. He didn't say it tanai. So if he didn't say it tanai, then I need Rav Kana to teach me that I can be mistalik from a nachla that I'm going to get in the future. Okay? Nachla I can get in the future. Okay, let's leave the next chelik out, the next va'ona out of Tosfos. This is Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, what is Rav Kana teaching me? It's not teaching me that it's silik hamark b'loshon garua. It's teaching me that I can be mistalik from a Yerusha that I'm going to get into the future. I'm going to get in the future. If it's a Yerusha Midrabanan and I must I make a Tanai, Avada that would work. I don't need Rav Kana to teach me that. But if I only say Dinu Dvarim, that's only a Siluk, I need Rav Kana to teach me that I can be Mistalek from a Yerusha that I'm going to get in the future. That's the Raya from the Gemara. Eini Nizonas Veini Yosa is this example. That's a Yerusha. That's some kind of a Zchus Mama that I'm going to get in the future. She's going to give up her Zchus of Mizonos because she wants to keep the Masi Adayim. Yehuda.
We're talking about Lashon Tanai. Is that referring to Doma to the Tanai of Nagad Bnei Reuben?
Yes. Yes, you have to.
It's not just Stam Tanai. It's
no, you have to be master properly. Hareini, you know, Hareani Kones Oscha Almanas She'enli Yerusha She'en Almanas She'eni Yoresh Sadazu. Right? Almanas She'enli. And if you have to make a Tanai Kofel, make a Tanai Kofel. V'mani Yorish Sadazu, any Nises Li. Right? He has to make the Tanai, like Tanai Be'egot HaMe'yuvin. Oh, so this is how the Rishonim learned, that the Yisod Rav Kana is teaching me is not Siluk B'Lashon Garua. It happens to be true, but that's not what we're learning from him. We're learning from him that someone can be Mistalek, from some kind of a Nachla, a Yerusha, that he's going to get in the future. So the Rishonim, the final word in the sugya, the Rishonim asks, so, but what's the difference between this and Nachlas Avosav? Now that you finally told me, Rav Kana holds that you could be mistalik, right? He doesn't tell me you could be masne to relinquish your hold. To be masne, I have in the Tanoim already. Rav Kana is telling me I can be mistalik from a Yerusha that I'm going to get in the future. But I can't be mistalik from Nachlas Avosav, so what's the difference between the two? How can I be mistalik from Yerusha Sabal, and yet I can't be mistalik from Yerusha Savas? So that's what Tosva says. V'chitem emayshna mi Nachlas Aviv, she'enu yochel asnos, lo domi, t'arei hocha takonas hachamim hi. Ukederava, da'omer ha'omer, yevshim takonas hachamim, gonzu shamin lo. Da'klum asu ela lana asu, yevshim lo ba'os ano. Says Tosva, the yisod of the Gemara is that one can be mistalik. One can be mistalik from a Yerusha that they're going to get in the future if the Yerusha is a Yerusha Derabbanan. One can be mistalik from a Zuchus Mamon Midrabbanan based on Rav Kana, but one can't be mistalik from a Zuchus Mamon Daraisa. To be Masne, not to get a Zuchus Midrabbanan, I don't need Rav Kana. I have from the Tanoi, Rabbi Meir would say that too. But the fact that Siluk works, to be mistalik from a Zuchus Mamon Midrabbanan, for that, Rav Kana teaches me that Yefshi, the Takana Sachamim works. The whole Takana Sachamim was only made Litzarko, Lahana Oso. So if he says Yefshi, the Takana Sachamim, then he's able to be Mistalek from that Zchus. Like, this is what Tosfa says, that the chilik between Nachlas Avosav as opposed to Yerusha Sabal is that Yerusha Sabal is the Derabana, Nachlas Avosav is the Raisa. He Mistalek from a Zchus Mamon Midrabana, he can't be Mistalek from a Zchus Mamon Daraisa. The Ran in Ksubis explains differently. The Ran says, you know the difference between Nachlas Avosav and Yerusha Sabal? The difference is that by Nachlas Avosav, the Shem Yoresh has already been Chal when you want to be Mistalik from it. Right? The Shem Yoresh, since you're living, you're a Yoresh already. If the father were to die, right now, then you'd be Yoresh. So the Shem Yoresh has already been Chal. As opposed to the Baal, what's he doing? The Kosev Lava Odarusa. He's writing Ba'odarusa. He doesn't have a Shem Yoresh. Yerusha, the Koch of Yerusha, is only Chal B'Shas Nisuin. So he's Masna before the Shem Yoresh is Chal. There's no chilik between Darais and Darabonan, says the Ran. Tov says the whole chilik is Darais and Darabonan. Tov says, that's what the Gemara says, no? Yefshi B'dakana Sachamim, Kigon Tzu, Shamilah. Tosa says that it's Mefurish from the Gemara that the Chilik is between Darais and Darabanan. The Ran says no. There's no Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara is just telling you that I would think that by a Darabanan, Asu Chachamim Chizik LeDevrayim, maybe Chazal or Machazik, there is Chus B'Darabanan so much so that they would say you can't be Mistalek from the Yerusha even before the Shem Yoresh has been Chal. So we have to bring a Raya that no, the Rabbanan is no worse than Daraisa. That's the Raya. But it's not that that you can be Mistalik only from a Darabanan, not from a Daraisa. No, even if Yerusha Sabal would be Daraisa. Even if Yerusha Sabal would be Daraisa, according to the Raya, you still could be Mistalik from it. Because the Baal is Mistalik before the Shem Yoresh is Chal. A person can't be mistaken from Nachas Havosav once the Shem Yorish has already been Chal. But before it's been Chal Avadi, you can be mistaken. This is what the Ran writes there in Ksuba is. He says, since he's royally Yorish, the shame Yorish has Reb and Chal, it's as if he was Zoha already. Once he's Zoha, clearly he can't be Mistalik. He can be Machna, but he can't be Mistalik. So once he's Roy Lirash, the Shem Yerush is Benchal, then Siluk doesn't work anymore. You have to akna. The Efshar Sharei Lo Zocha Bolagam. Once the Shem Yerush is Benchal, you need akna, but you can't be Makta because you haven't really been Zoka. So you're like caught between a rock and a hard place. You can't do Siluk anymore because you've already, the Shem Yerush has already been Chal. So it's almost like you've been Zocha, but you haven't really been Zocha. So you can't do akna. So you can't do anything. Right, you can't do Akna because you haven't been Zocha completely. You can't do Sila because you've been Zocha a little bit. You have a Shem Yorish, so that's why you're stuck. After Nisuin, Yerushas Ishto is like Yerushas Aviv because he's already been Zocha in it. Bein Drabbanan, Bein Daraisa. It doesn't matter what it is. But Hilkach Lo Meshkachas Lo because of Odarusa, because of Odarusa. So then. Then Siluk will work, because then the Shem Yoresh hasn't been Chal yet. So he's not Roy Lirash. Not Roy Lirash, so then Siluk is taka going to work. Okay, these are the two main approaches. Major, there's a lot more here in the Sugya, but for our purposes, I think we've seen the basic approaches. Tosis and the Ran are the two approaches in the Sugya. What's the distinction between Nachlas Avosav as opposed to Nachlas Ishtov? Rav Kana is teaching us the Yesod that you can be mistalek, one can be mistalek from a Yerusha that they're going to get in the future. And in fact, that Siluk can even be B'Loshan Geruah. He's not teaching us that it can be B'Loshan Geruah, but that's what the Gemara says. Can even be B'Loshan Geruah? Misvara can. That's not what he's teaching. But Misvara can even be B'Loshan Geruah because he doesn't have a bilus, but yet he has somewhat of a connection. So even the B'Loshan Geruah will work. But what's the difference between Yerushas Ishto and Yerushas Aviv? Like by Yerushas Aviv, he can't be Mistah. Yerushas Ishto, he can. So Kamtos and says it's all the difference between the Rais and the Rabbanan. Yerushas Aviv is the Rais, you can't be Mistalik from that. Yerushas Ishto is the Rabbanan that you can be Mistalik from. It's all the Rais and the Rabbanan. Obviously, Tosis must be assuming Yerushas Ishto is the Rabbanan. If it be the Raisa, then he couldn't explain anything. But the Ran says, no, even if it's the Raisa, I still can explain it. Because Yerushas Ishto, the Oda Arusa, he doesn't have a Shem Yoresh yet. He wouldn't be Yoresh's Ishto if she were to die now. So if he doesn't have a Shem Yoresh, but he has a little bit of a connection, then he can be Mistalik. But by Yerushas Aviv, since the Shem Yorish has already been Chal, so Shem Yorish has already been Chal, so therefore he's not going to be able to be Mistalik. Okay? This is the basic Sugya of Siluk. There's so much more here. There are some Nafkemina they have between Tosus and the Ran. Look at some of the other Makoros, and you'll be able to flesh out the Sugya a little bit more. But this is certainly the nucleus, the framework of the Shir. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll go on to the next Sugya. Have a nice day.
Thank you.